Les Black is with us from SMU, Department of Education, Policy and Leadership Professor. Thanks so much for the time, Les. Appreciate it.
Sure. Happy to be here.
This is an interesting time for education because we are coming, still dealing with a COVID season, which we've talked a lot about the COVID slide, but what I haven't heard talked about a lot until the past couple weeks is the possibility that we're going to see parents holding their kids back basically because they feel like these past few years in the school system haven't been, beneficial enough to their kids. Maybe they don't feel like they're ready to go on to the next level. What are educators saying about this right now? What are we seeing?
This is something that's, kind of transpired, late in the legislative session and over the summer. And my discussions I've had with educators right now, they're pretty swept up in just trying to get school restarted and do it safely and deal with the rising number of cases again as school opens up again. And there's also 45-45, the new Texas law, which requires individualized instruction for kids who have not passed on their state tests and either in reading or in math. So there are a lot of things that they're dealing with right now. And I think this new law about, allowing parents to have the final say-so on withholding or holding back their students is a little bit off the radar for a lot of educators right now.
You know, in situations like this, positives and negatives of holding your mm-hmm. kids back a year, what would those be?
Well, I mean, there haven't been any situations like this before, with the pandemic. But, I think generally speaking, the research around retention is really mixed. And so educators are, I think, generally speaking, very, very hesitant to ever want to hold a student back. The years that I was a principal, I didn't do it very often. And most of the time that I did, it didn't produce the results that I'd hoped that it would. When people talk to me, when friends who have small children call and ask me about, holding their kids back, I generally advise against it because I think, there are social issues and other things that happen when you hold a kid back. And I think it's easier in the younger grades. But this is a different situation, too, because I think there are about 25,000 kids, according to the state, who hit pre-K or kindergarten age last year and just didn't enroll because of the pandemic. Their parents just thought, well, I'm just going to hold them out of this for another year. And so this new law is going to give them the opportunity to, sort of hit pause and enroll their kids. If their kids were pre-K age last year, go ahead and enroll them in pre-K this year. And I think, that gives them a chance to get that solid start they need with a solid year of pre-K and also kindergarten under their belt. I think this is a completely different situation, and the calculus around that kind of decision is completely different, so when I say I would normally not advise parents to hold their kids back, this is not a normal situation.
Moving forward, obviously the summer has whizzed by. If a parent has a child and they're not thinking about holding them back, for their age, they're going to go ahead and put them in that grade level, but they do still feel like, man, I just don't feel like they're ready for this. What kind of discussions need to take place?
My advice would always be to contact the teacher, contact the principal, make sure your concerns are on the radar. Talk to your school district about House Bill 4545 and what their plans are there. And that's the piece of the law that's also new that requires schools to give sort of extra remedial help for students who haven't performed on their state tests. That's going to be a lot of kids, this year, because as I'm sure the results on the state tests that they gave last spring were not positive. And there is, some good deal of documented learning loss. So, I would ask your principal, ask your teachers, ask your school administrators, what's the plan around House Bill 4545? What can we do individually, to work with any particular child to help close that gap?
Great point. Anything else you wanted to add that I hadn't really asked about?
Well, I just with regard to the 1697, Senate Bill 1697, which is the law that allows parents to make this decision, that in the years that I was out in the field, that was a pretty collaborative decision that parents and administrators made together. And so I don't really feel like this new law is going to change a lot in practice about the way things happen. I think school officials have always, given deference to parents if parents feel exceptionally strongly about keeping their kid back. If the school officials, want to push back a little bit, sometimes they have. And this law allows them to do that. It's going to require some, you know, when there's disagreement between the school and the parent, it'll require a committee. But, you know, ultimately the parent has the final call under this new law. So I would just urge parents to look at the TEA website, to talk to their school officials, their teachers, their principals, and work collaboratively with them. And I think everybody's going to be working in the best interest of each individual kid, you know, to make sure that they get them back up to where they need to be. It's just been a really, really hard 18 months. And unfortunately, it's I don't think it's completely over yet, you know, and we're seeing a lot of anxiety as school starts today in some districts and next week in other districts. And we may have kids missing, you know, parents choosing to pull their kids out of school, at least for a period of time this fall as well, because of concerns over the Delta variant. So these are issues that are ongoing, and they're not going away anytime real, real soon. So my parting advice is, you know, for parents to really engage with the school, and for school administrators and teachers to, you know, to listen to parents and work with parents and do the best we can under the circumstances.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.